Married at First Sight. Chapter 3273. Zachary led Sunny out after he finished a simple breakfast and carried a small school bag. The rain hasn't stopped yet. As soon as he left the main room, Sunny shivered and said, "Uncle, it's really cold today. It's just starting to cool down." Zachary bent down, picked up an umbrella with one hand, and carried him down the steps. The car stopped at the house's entrance. Zachary asked, "Have you ever seen snow or even had a snowball fight?" "It's so cold, why are you shaking?" "Sunny, when I went to my mother's place, the clothes my aunt brought me were very thick. The clothes my uncle helped me wear today were not that thick." The driver was already waiting with the door open. Zachary stuffed Sunny into the car, and he put away his umbrella before following him into it. "Uncle, I've read the weather forecast on my phone. Today's temperature won't be too low. You'll just give me an extra piece of warm clothing. In the north, there was heating in the winter, but people in the south rely on being upright to survive the winter. The house would turn on the heater when it was too cold, but with the temperature still in the teens, there was really no need to do so. Serenity also didn't like to turn on the heating. Not only did she not want to turn on the heating, she also liked to keep the windows open, saying that she wanted ventilation, but keeping the doors and windows closed was too stuffy. Occasionally, when the temperature dropped to a few degrees, she would turn on the heater for a while and then turn it off." Zachary also said that when they first got married, no matter how cold it was, he wouldn't turn on the heater. He was embarrassed to say that he did it on purpose at that time, deliberately not turning on the heater so that Serenity could crawl into his arms when she felt cold. At that time, every morning when Zachary woke up, his beloved would be in his arms. She always slept until midnight and would automatically crawl into his arms. Haha, he just liked it when she took the initiative to get into his arms. "Uncle, please hold me. Your arms are very warm." Sunny didn't wait for Zachary to agree, and he crawled into his arms. Zachary hugged him lovingly and said with a smile, "Okay, Uncle." Zachary had also gained experience raising babies and could become a qualified baby daddy in the future, helping Serenity raise this baby. He must personally carry Serenity's love, ensuring a strong relationship between the baby and the father. But unlike Hank, Sunny didn't have a deep relationship with his biological father. That's because Hank never took care of Sunny. Now, Sunny's heart is biased towards Duncan. "Uncle, will you still hug me after my brother is born?" Sunny asked. The car started moving. Zachary rubbed the top of his head and said with a smile, "After your brother was born, you have grown 1 year older. Do you still need me to hold you? I'm very strong. I can hold your brother with one hand and you with the other." Sunny thought for a while and said, "My brother has been born, and I have grown up. I don't want my uncle to hold me, but my uncle still loves me. He can't stop loving me if I have a brother." Zachary and Duncan provided Sunny with fatherly love. They were not his father, but they gave him fatherly care and love. "No, Uncle will always love Sunny," Zachary promised. "So is your aunt?" Zachary asked again, "Sunny, did someone say something in front of you? Why are you suddenly afraid that your little brother will stop loving you after he is born?" Sunny answered honestly, There was a child in the kindergarten who cried a lot yesterday. When the teacher was coaxing her, he asked her why she was crying. She said that her mother gave birth to a little brother. Everyone hugged the little brother and loved him, but no one hugged her. Therefore, it hurts her a lot. I'm scared. I'm afraid that after my aunt gives birth to my little brother, she will only love him and not love me anymore. I like my aunt so much. If my aunt doesn't like me anymore, I will be very sad. Chapter 3274. Zachary said warmly, "No, your aunt won't do it, and neither will your uncle. None of us will dislike you just because you have a younger brother." Sunny felt relieved. "Then let me tell that child that my aunt will not be like her mother. Uncle, I love you so much." Zachary smiled and said, "Uncle, too." Sunny had such a sweet mouth, who wouldn't love him? Zachary did not hand Sunny to the bodyguard at the kindergarten entrance, but he got out of the car in person, holding Sunny's little hand and walking into the kindergarten. When he saw the teacher, he handed Sunny into the teacher's hand. Sunny waved to him and said goodbye. He was still standing there watching. It wasn't until Sunny's little figure had gone away, no longer looking back at him, that he turned around and walked outside. Everyone in kindergarten knew that Zachary was Sunny's uncle. In the past, they always felt that Zachary, the young Master York, was far away from them. When Sunny entered kindergarten, they could often see Zachary and Duncan. These big CEOs treated Sunny, who was not their biological son, with such love. They must be men who love children. They could also see Zachary and Duncan's feelings for Serenity and Liberty. Needless to say, Zachary, who else in Wiltspoon didn't know that he was a maniac who doted on his wife? Everyone was not so envious of the love story between Serenity and Zachary, but instead envied the relationship between Liberty and Duncan. Because Liberty was a divorced woman. The world still has prejudices against divorced women. How many men and women are mothers-in-law who always say, "If my son gets divorced, he can still marry a young and beautiful woman. Who else will desire your divorce?" They think that a man is still a flower after divorce, and it is easy to marry again. It is believed that a woman's value will drop after divorce, and it will be difficult to remarry. Even if she does marry, she can only marry an old man. Liberty was able to capture Duncan's infatuation. Although Duncan was a few years older than Liberty, he had not been married yet, was in his first marriage, and was the fourth young master in a wealthy family. It was far superior to Liberty in every aspect. But Liberty firmly occupied Duncan's heart, making him unable to love anyone else and waiting wholeheartedly for her to accept him. Everyone heard that good things were about to happen for the two of them. By the way, why haven't they seen Liberty recently? They who had eaten at Liberty's restaurant knew that Liberty was on a business trip and went to Jensburg. After not coming back for such a long time, her son, Sunny, was also taken care of by Serenity and Zachary. It was quite common to see Serenity and Zachary taking Sunny out. Young Master York. As soon as Zachary walked out of the kindergarten, he heard someone calling him, and it was a female voice. His bodyguards immediately surrounded him. Originally, after Zachary got married, he thought that since he had become a married man, those women would not stick to him as soon as they saw him. After an alias incident, Zachary built the city wall again. Young women other than family members did not allow other women to approach him easily. He really didn't want to deal with those admirers. He just wanted to live a good life with serenity. She was waiting with peace of mind for the birth of their loved child. A family of two became a family of three. In a few years, it would become a family of four with two children, just like Ben and Jane. Chapter 3275. Zachary followed the name and saw that it was a strange young woman. He was not impressed at all. The young woman was also accompanied by two men who looked like bodyguards. She was wearing a little too much clothing and a hat on her head. The bodyguards were holding an umbrella for her. Before Zachary could ask, the other party introduced herself. "Young Master York, I'm Mrs. Lab. I often meet your wife at the entrance of the kindergarten. Why didn't I see your wife sending her nephew here today?" It was Carrie. She felt too bored during the confinement period at home and had to come out for some fresh air. The confinement sister-in-law couldn't persuade her. The two bodyguards didn't care about her. The body was her own, and she didn't take care of it. Who would help her take care of it? In the eyes of the two bodyguards, Carrie was just their husband's mistress, not a serious wife. The husband had arranged so well for Carrie that even Carrie had to run out in the cold weather, so it was up to her. In the words of the confinement sister-in-law, they tried to persuade her, but Carrie didn't listen, so it was not her responsibility. Carrie usually waited here in the kindergarten to meet Serenity. But she didn't expect that she would come here, especially, and didn't see Serenity. Sunny was sent here by Zachary. Why didn't Serenity come? Was she sick? Or had a miscarriage like hers? Carrie really hoped that Serenity could have a miscarriage like hers. That way, she could wake up laughing at her dreams. Serenity's pregnancy was not easy until 1 year after her marriage. If she had lost her baby, she might not be able to get pregnant for several years or even in the future. In order to know why Zachary came, Carrie boldly called Zachary. She thought that if she could act like nothing was wrong when facing Zachary, she would be making progress. Mr. Lab would praise her if he found out. When Zachary looked over, Carrie didn't know what to say for a moment. When she faced Zachary's cold eyes, she still felt panicked. Carrie spoke, but if she didn't speak, it would appear that she was guilty and scared. Carrie kept telling herself that she should boldly ask Zachary. Zachary glanced at her a few times. She was not someone he knew. He walked away without intending to talk to Carrie. Even if Carrie is dressed as a young woman, if Zachary has any dealings with her, he will only deal with her husband. "Young Master York." When Carrie saw Zachary was leaving, she quickly called out again and asked, "Young Master York, I am Mrs. Lab. Why haven't you seen your wife today? Is she okay? Mrs. Lab?" This woman was Mrs. Lab, whom Serenity mentioned to him several times. Zachary paused again, turned his head, and looked at Carrie with lightning eyes. Serenity told him that Mrs. Lab's voice was very similar to that of Carrie, the second young lady of the Newman family, and her body shape was also similar. Not only did she feel similar, but even Cameron felt similar, especially the voice. Cameron said that Mrs. Lab's speaking voice was the same as Carrie's. Serenity didn't have much interaction with Carrie. There were just conflicts, and the quarrel was severe. The impression was particularly deep. Serenity had a good memory, so she remembered Carrie. But Cameron was Carrie's biological sister. The two sisters had been together for 20 years, and no one was more familiar with Carrie's voice than Cameron. Both sisters suspected that Mrs. Lab was related to Carrie, mainly because Mrs. Lab was too young. But they had no evidence to prove that Mrs. Lab was Carrie. Mrs. Lab was very friendly towards Serenity and Cameron. If it were Carrie, it would be impossible for her to be so friendly. Carrie would never dream of destroying Cameron's life. But it didn't rule out that there were secrets and conspiracies that they didn't know about. Chapter 3276. Zachary said, "Thank you, Mrs. Lab, for your concern. My wife is very good." Carrie said, "Then why didn't she send her nephew to school today?" Zachary said coldly, "It's raining today, and the temperature has dropped again. Can't I let my wife sleep a little longer? Is there a rule that she must send Sunny to school?" Carrie was speechless. "I heard from my wife that Mrs. Lab takes her sister-in-law to kindergarten every day. In this weather, your husband's family wants you to send your sister-in-law to kindergarten. They don't feel sorry for you at all." With that said, Zachary turned around and left, not wanting to talk to Carrie anymore. If Serenity hadn't been mentioned, he wouldn't have wanted to speak. Carrie was speechless. Although her identity was false, she was not the real Mrs. Lab, and she did not have a brother-in-law or sister-in-law studying. Zachary's words made her unable to help but compare with Serenity. Jealous of Serenity's good fortune. What was Zachary's identity? How could Zachary do such a thing in the past? His work was so busy, and his time was so precious. How could he waste it on such important things in life? There was no need for him to worry about such trivial matters. He could just arrange for a bodyguard or driver to take Sunny to kindergarten. But he personally picked up Sunny. It seemed that after he got married, he had enough time, his work was not so busy, and he became no longer aloof but infected with the fireworks of the world. It was Serenity who changed him. Because he loved Serenity, he was willing to put down his status for Serenity and was willing to share everything for Serenity. It was true that he was a maniac who doted on his wife. Zachary got in the car, and soon his motorcade left the kindergarten. Carrie squeezed the delicate wallet in her hand tightly, her face distorted by jealousy. "Madam, it's raining heavily, let's go quickly. If Serenity didn't come, there would be no need for Carrie to wait here for a chance encounter." The two bodyguards reminded Carrie to leave. Carrie also didn't want people to notice that her face was distorted. The bodyguard spoke up, and Carrie recovered from her jealousy. She quickly adjusted her emotions and turned herself back into the noble and elegant Mrs. Lab. "Okay." Carrie took a few deep breaths and responded softly. Then she walked towards the luxury car, where she went out. In fact, her material life was at the same level as Serenity's. But she was unhappy because she was just Mr. Lab's pawn, was being used, had to sleep with him, and couldn't give birth even if she got pregnant. Serenity was the upright eldest mistress of the York family and Zachary's legal first wife. Zachary loved her dearly and pampered her in his heart. Because he loved her, he was very kind to Liberty and Sunny, and he truly loved her. People could be upright, but Carrie couldn't. If the real Mrs. Lab knew of her existence and came over to make a fuss, she wouldn't even know if she would be torn apart by the real Mrs. Lab. Carrie was very afraid that the scene of the real Mrs. Lab tearing up her fake mistress would happen to her one day. She could only keep saving money and save all the benefits she got from Mr. Lab. The money gave her some peace of mind. She would no longer be of use to Mr. Lab. If he dumps her, at least she will have money. Once she has money, she can live in another place and start over. She can marry a good man and live the rest of her life well. Madam, you are a little scared when you see Mr. York. After getting in the car, a bodyguard said something coldly.